Last Sunday was the Kolkata Rainbow Pride Walk. There were the usual sights that are now par for course at pride parades in India. Bearded men in saris, a young woman with butterfly wings, someone had painstakingly transformed themselves into Ardhanarishvara, half male god Shiva, the other half the female goddess Parvati, the two of them representing a cosmic balance in the universe. As the float trundled down Central Avenue in North Kolkata, the slogans for Azadi or freedom rang out over and over again. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Freedom and LGBTQ pride are intrinsically connected. If there is a pot of gold at the end of this rainbow, it's definitely freedom. Once upon a time, many queer Indians would go to the USA to seek out that freedom. In India, Section 377 of the Indian Penal Code criminalized homosexual sex. There was even a term called passport princesses that was used to refer to gay Indians who were closeted at home but happy to march in a pride parade in San Francisco or New York. Freedom for queer Indians often tasted a little American. Some of that Western flavor remains in our very homegrown pride as well. In the soundtrack, for example, there's always a bit of ABBA. When I lived in San Francisco, I'd always felt pride in America was about celebration, with mayors and politicians and huge contingents from Google and Oracle and Wells Fargo Bank. In India, pride was more about protest against unjust laws and lack of rights. But now the world is turning upside down. Though there is still no recognition for same-sex marriage in India, homosexuality was decriminalized in 2018. Pride in India feels more like a celebration now, full of fabulous outfits, lots of glitter, and song and dance. Meanwhile, the administration in America is turning its back on DEI. Transgender rights have been rolled back. As the scrutiny increases, some Indians visiting from America feel wary about marching in a pride parade in India with slogans about Donald Trump and Gaza. What if Big Brother is watching? The idea of safe space is turning upside down. Queer rights in India have often been dismissed as a westernized import. But a new book, Forbidden Desires, How the British Stole India's Queer Past and Queer Futures, suggests there was a queer history that was deliberately erased by colonialism and its Victorian morals. The author, Sindhu Rajasekaran, says the language for queerness has been lost.
Because in the colonial era, things have been erased and criminalized to such an extent that we've lost these languages. Academics call it post-colonial amnesia. You've sort of forgotten deliberately.
Rajasekaran says records show not necessarily homosexual identities as we know them today, but a tolerance for difference in pre-colonial India. For princesses writing love poetry to a woman, gods and goddesses changing gender, male-bodied persons leading feminine lives, families with trans women as heads.
Even in Tamil, I say, you know, the word deviance would translate to marupata, which is difference. So the difference was accommodated, you know, in various communities.
That tolerance of difference seems harder and harder to find in a world which keeps trying to put people in boxes and punish those who don't fit, often in the name of religion. This Sunday, as the pride float moved down Kolkata streets past old apartment buildings and shops, another long procession came up in the other direction. Sikh men and women taking out a religious procession, sweeping the streets, singing their hymns, observing their martyrdom day. And for a moment, the two floats paused, regarding each other over the divider. That moment felt charged. The encounters between faith and sexuality are often prickly. Then someone on the pride float raised the old Sikh slogan, Jo Bole So Nihal. And someone on the Sikh side echoed it back. Both sides waved at each other and the floats kept moving. One could say nothing happened, but something precious did, says Nobunil Das, one of the organizers of Kolkata Pride.
Kolkata Pride once again reinforced the idea that this city has always known how to hold many truths at once. That resistance does not have to erase faith, that identities need not clash to coexist, and that solidarity can be wordless, gentle, and profoundly political.
Two minorities, separated by a divider, moving in opposite directions, but it turns out, ultimately going to the same place, towards a city that has room for everyone. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.